Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
If my husband had it his way, he would live in a house that's pretty much empty except for a bed, a table, and maybe a couch. And my daughter is the other side of the spectrum. She likes stuff everywhere. And I'm in the middle going, okay, we got to get rid of some stuff. We need to organize. Andrea, how's your house? Is it just over flooded with stuff?
No, we definitely don't have a lot of stuff. I mean, my daughter tends to keep stuff a little bit more so than the rest of us. But no, I'm not a minimalist, but I'm not on the other extreme either.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about trimming the fat, getting rid of excess, and why this is so important with Cornell Thomas. Hey, Cornell, welcome back.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're so glad to have you. And this is something that I actually used to give away stuff behind my daughter's back when she was younger. But then every once in a while, she'd be like, where's Mr. Pickles or whoever? And I'd be like, well, oh, I don't know. So now that she's 10, I'll actually say, you know what? We're getting rid of stuff. You need to pick 10 things. Go, you know, and to include her, and it's better. But it just seems like there's just stuff everywhere. How does this impact our health and our well-being, Cornell?
Well, I think it impacts us in a lot of ways. It impacts our mental health because whenever you have clutter all over the place, your mind ends up getting cluttered as well. So you go home, there's a million things for you to do, and there's a million things all over the place. So your mind ends up getting cluttered. And also, I think physically, I don't feel like it's just healthy. So you have all this stuff around it. You watch those shows, like the hoarder shows, and there's like dead animals.
there for like years. So scary.
You're like, what in the world is going on? So I was reading a book it's The Art of Nonconformity. And the author was saying that every 6 months or so, he'll get rid of clothes that have been in his closet for 3-4 months that he hasn't worn. So I was like, let me try this.
Wow.
So I took all the clothes I haven't worn in 6 months, and I bagged them up. And I cannot make this up. I had 7 bags. I don't wear a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm in the gym or speaking or whatever. 7 bags. Garbage bags full that I bought down to the Salvation Army and put in the Salvation Army. And I just couldn't believe how much stuff I let linger around. So it's very important. And you feel good about yourself, especially when you donate to a charitable cause. You get rid of it and you know someone in need can use it.
Well, I think on an energetic level as well. I mean, you look at feng shui, right? I mean, basically, when you get rid of things, you're opening up the energy for other things to come in. So I think just from that reason alone, I mean, it's so worth it to get rid of the clutter and allow the new things to come in.
Yeah, and you can, for just in terms of your life, you can concentrate on what's really important. Because a lot of the things that you're not focused on that are extraneous aren't really that important. Sometimes it ends up taking away from the things that really matter in your life. So for me, it's like, once I know, you know, my family, my health, etc., I can take out and eliminate some of the things I really don't need in my life.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Cornell, I know it's not a competition, but I recently got rid of 9 bags of clothes. So you need to go back to your closet.
You just made it a competition. You just made it a competition. You made it real.
All right, gonna, you go. I need to get rid of more, though.
I'm getting rid of
more. Andrea, how about you?
I haven't done that yet, I guess. Well, actually, we just got rid of a bunch of clothes from my daughter's room. So, you know, we do it slowly. But yeah, this summer is actually, I'm going to spend time and I'm going to clear because, you know, I like to do it, you know, once or twice a year. I mean, with the seasons, you know, here we get, you know, we have our winter and our summer. So I like to do it with the seasons. And I think that's a good way to do it, too, to remind us, you know, now that we have a new season come in, get rid of the things you haven't worn in a while and then replace it with things that, you know, you're going to wear or, you know, give it away like you guys were saying.
Yeah, I'm with that, and just letting you know right now, I'm gonna get rid of 11 bags of clothing.
Oh.
Like, you know, even the clothes that I use. You were saying something about the toys, and one of my friends said something really cool. So during Christmas, she tells her grandparents and her parents not to get her kids toys. So they get one toy each, and that's it. And the rest of the toys, they take all their old toys and they donate to charities with kids that don't have any toys for Christmas, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, that is a good idea.
I like to give it to my kids' school, too, because I know that kindergarten classes, a lot of the kids, like, especially if you have old books, your kids are getting older and you have old books to get rid of, give it to the schools because they are always looking for things. So that's somewhere that, you know, you could feel good about it because if your kids are going to that school and you can help future generations that are there, too.
Or you can help your friend Cornell, who has younger kids than you, and you can just give the book to me, and that would be great.
Exactly. Well, there you go. As long as you're giving it to someone, it doesn't really matter who, right? You know, that's no, we're with you on that one. So, part of your seven bags. Lisa's got her 11. By the time I'm done, I'll have like 20. So I'll beat all of you, okay?
Well, this is a healthy competition. Someone's going to receive the 20 bags of clothes that we all need. And then we'll be getting bags from other people because we have no clothes in our closet.
It's so true. You know, I have to say, though, I cannot resist the lure of the yard sale, although I've gotten better. Because that's one thing. I'll complain you have too much stuff, and I'll be like, oh, but this was only a dime, you know. It would have been $100 at the store. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't need it. And I don't care if it was a dime. But that's the reason we have so much junk in the first place. I can't pass up a bargain.
It was so funny. I was in San Francisco this past week, and I was at this event. It's called Own the Room. It gets you better. It makes you become a better public speaker. It gives you tips and strategies. And I remember posing a question to the guy that was running it, and the question was pretty long. He's like, okay, I'm not going to answer that. Break that down into a sentence. And it took me aback a little bit. I'm like, what? And then I started thinking, and then I came back with him, and it was like the 50-word sentence became like a 5-word sentence. And I just eliminated the words that weren't really important, and like the word really, and came up with a whole new sentence. And sometimes we feel like, oh, well, everything's important. And really, there's a lot of things that just aren't.
No, and I think that's a really good point. So tell us a little bit about it. What is it? It's called Own the Room?
It's called Own the Room. It's by, the guy's name is Bill. I don't want to butcher his last name, but you can go to owntheroom.com. And what they do is, I was surrounded by CEOs and people that are, you know, they plan meetings and they do presentations. And what they do is they help you eliminate all the extraneous words that you might use. They talk to you about the power of pauses and silence. And it was just a two-day, it was a very intense two-day event, but I had such a great time. It was awesome.
I saw your pictures on Instagram, actually, so that's really cool. Yeah. And I think anything that we do to enhance ourselves and make ourselves better, I mean, even if you're an expert at thing, and I know that we're digressing a bit from the topic of the show, but I do think this is important to hit because for those of us who, you know, who are constantly doing the same thing over and over again, or someone like you, Cornell, that, you know, you do a lot of speaking, I think it's amazing that you take courses to enhance yourself because even the teachers need to be taught sometimes. So I think that, you know, whether it's, you know, finding a personal coach or working with somebody who can, you know, someone online, whatever it is, I think that, you know, taking that step, and it also ties in, I guess, to the topic of decluttering, because when you sift through what you really, really need and you go after what you really, really need, then the rest of it falls out to the periphery, right?
Yeah, well, you only know what you know, right? You only know what you know. We all have knowledge in our brains right now, but without going out and seeking more knowledge, we'll just have the knowledge in our brain that we have today. So you have to go out there and search for it.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Speaking of searching, you know, back to the organization, if you're overwhelmed, they do have people that you can pay to help you out. You know, even if you just do it a couple times, a friend of mine, actually, she's not a professional organizer. She should be. I love when she visits because I'll be looking away for a second. She's organized the kitchen. I'm like, get out, go sit down. We're supposed to be visiting, you know, and then she's in the bathroom. I'm like, get over. But then secretly, I'm like, oh, this is so awesome.
Best. Yeah. Oh, it's like when my mother comes to town, she does that for me. And my girlfriend in New York does that. I mean, that is, my girlfriend in New York can pack a suitcase. I'm not kidding you. You can, like, literally, she packs it so well that you're like, there's like tons of room. If it were me, I'm like, yeah, I get like, you know, most of the suitcase taken up. Her, it's like half of it. It's wild. Those are amazing people who can organize like crazy. I love it. Yeah. Well, Cornell, we're out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with? Anything, like one last thing that you'd like to kind of share?
I will just say, tell your listeners, this is one of the best shows that I've ever been on in terms of radio shows. Two awesome ladies, and please tell your friends about it, and let's get them up to like 2 million subscribers, please.
Oh, you're Woo-hoo. Awesome. Thanks, Cornell. Yay. Well, if you'd like to learn more about Cornell, we love him. Learn more at powerofpositivity.net. You can also follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.